And we know that mental health is a major concern, particularly amongst men at the moment. And to talk about that from a little different perspective to what we normally talk to her about on Good Morning EP is eHarmony psychologist Sharon Draper. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure as always. We normally go into something that has a little bit of a fun side to it, but certainly men's mental health is not something that we can really shine any sort of lightheartedness on, is it?
No, it's actually very serious. And I think the more we take it seriously, the more likely we're going to actually make change for the better.
When it comes to change for the better, where does that change come from? Because certainly knowing that certain friends of mine, and I'm not afraid to mention that I've had some issues in the past, but the idea of talking to friends, male friends in particular, doesn't just have that male stigma attached to it of, you know, stiff upper lip sort of thing, but then there's also the trend to say, well, you can just get over it or man up or that sort of thing. So what sort of change are we looking at here and how do we drive that change?
Such a good question, because you're right. I mean, society hasn't been kind, especially to men, in this regard. So it's always about being stoic and just pushing through. And you know, in the old way of thinking of like you're the provider, so you must just, as you say, man up. Like, how's that as just a term that people use? So I think it's really important to tackle this in different ways, different angles. So it's not just about, well, the first thing is about, if you're feeling something that you're not feeling well in yourself, you don't feel your usual self, it's really important to be able to try and reflect on what's going on for you and recognize that, you know, if you are feeling unsettled or upset or there's some sort of emotion that's going on, emotions are normal. They're a normal part of being human. And the important thing is to just try and look at the underlying meaning of what that emotion is trying to tell us. So I think the first step is really trying to identify what's going on for you. And I think it's very hard because a lot of times we feel a lot of shame, like I shouldn't feel this way. But I'd encourage people to just look at what they're feeling, try to understand it themselves in some way, and then try to think of your micro community that you have, whether it's a partner or a friend that you feel safe with. And maybe you don't feel they'll completely understand, but at least you know that somebody that, you know, might try to understand. The next big step is really having the courage to reach out and just even saying, I'm not feeling that great, you know. But it's not, it doesn't stop there. It's for that person who hears that to then go, oh, okay, I'm here for you. So I think there's two parts to it. It's about us being able to speak up, but then also the person who's they're reaching out to be able to hold space for that person.
Speaking with Sharon Draper from eHarmony about the battles that men can often experience with mental health, and you mentioned that provider side of things, Sharon. Is there something that is perhaps being taken up as far as that changing provider role? Is that something that has been found to be a contributing factor? Because I know that traditionally men have been seen to be the provider, but changing roles as society develops, has that been something that's been found to be a possible cause?
I think, you know, I think it's really helpful nowadays with regards to us, the equality, you know, in different roles, that you don't expect a man to be a provider only anymore. You know, the woman could be the provider as well. So I think what that means is that I think we need to be also then able and have capacity to allow men to talk about their feelings more, because I think women have been allowed to have these feelings, but men haven't. And that is a societal thing for sure. But I do think, you know, that as we progress into understanding mental health more and talking about it more, there's way more opportunity now to have that balance and make it a bit more equal on both sides. But it really is up to both parties. If we're looking at a heterosexual relationship, it's really about men being able to speak about it and then women being able to hold space for them. So it's important to have that balance.
Sharon Draper from eHarmony, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.